The Republic Broadcasting Network.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news, my head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterode II coming back with the second hour, and we're talking about the post-conviction relief of Richard Rappert. These people are so evil and corrupt, there is no rule of law, nothing. And when you start to expose them, boy, it's really interesting to see how they lie. They just, black is no longer white. White is black. It's not black as black. It's black as white now. The lie is the truth, and the truth is irrelevant. Anyway, talking about this, in Rappert's case, come back with the post-conviction relief, and he filed a writ of mandamus to make the judge abide by the law, and they just ignored it. But, oh, well, we're not going to do the mandamus because we got some rulemaking nonsense here. Wait, we're talking about the law. Don't worry, we don't go there. So Rappert filed a post-conviction relief, and it's what I was talking about here. They print what they're doing to us. How many times have you heard you have to exhaust your administrative remedies? Why? Why do I have to exhaust my administrative remedy? What the hell happened to the courts? Constitutional courts? Let me start at the beginning of this. This is out of the May 24th, page 5656, Congressional Record. These congressional records are dynamite. These bastards talk about this stuff, what they're doing, that you and I don't get to see the congressional records. Are in Hines Online, you got to pay to get them. I'm getting them eventually. But it's just you cannot believe this stuff. They're telling us what they're doing. It says, after a law has been passed by Congress, before it applies to the, quote, individual citizen. What the hell is an individual citizen? Oh, an individual is a citizen of the United States. Yep. Conclusively, it's in the Social Security Act. It's in defined in 5 U.S.C. 552A2 means there is about three steps that must be taken. First, the Bureau, which is business, must, having charge of enforcement, I'm going to make you do something, must write rules and regulations to amplify We're going to take a statute and amplify it, interpret it, judicial, and expand the statute, lawmaking, that we passed, rulemaking, we call it. Second, there must be some procedure whereby the individual citizen who has contact with the law can be brought before the Bureau and his case adjudicated. Really? Tax court. Kariski case. Let me bring that up here. Let me find that. That's in the, that is in 755 F3D 929 F. It's 755 F as in Frank, 3D, 929, in the District of Columbia Appellate Court. And when we get around here and say they, of course, they changed the, in 1942, they changed the name of the board to the Tax Court of the United States so they wouldn't have to be binding by the regulations. Isn't that amazing? So they're in the administrative world, but we don't have to abide by any regulation in the tax court. Well, that's damn special. This is on page, what is it here? It's called Public Rights Doctrine. It's on page 939 of this thing. It's on page 6 of this thing, but it's page 939. The same time, the Supreme Court has recognized a category of cases involving public rights that Congress can constitutionally assign to non-Article III tribunals. That's Northern Pipeline. The public rights category, which is what they're using today, it's public rights, public law, category, which is private, by the way, comprises disputes that could be conclusively determined by the executive and legislative branch without judicial intervention. That should shock the hell out of somebody. Thomas versus Union Carbide, 473 U.S. 568. That's just one, a quote, Northern Pipeline. Public rights doctrine reflects simply a pragmatic understanding that when Congress selects a quasi-judicial method of resolving matters that could be decided with no judicial review, the danger of encroaching on the judicial powers is reduced. Oh, God, oh, friggin' mighty, man. You believe this? Sign up to be a citizen of the United States and enjoy no judicial remedies. They say so. Tax court. This is about tax court. There's no judicial remedy. We don't need it. Right. We don't need it. So how can that court that's in Minnesota rule on something the tax court does? That's not judicial. You think? That's why they're not bound by anything. People can't get this through their heads. There are no public officers of the several states. Because you and I say we don't have it. We have no standing in the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution of the several states. Because we want to be a citizen of the United States. That's why it's so important to get your status into the public record. It's self-authenticating. Then change the registration to do your elective franchise for the Republic. As a citizen of whatever state you're domiciled in, citizen of Texas or whatever. Two critical things. I don't help anybody that hasn't done those with a IRS issue or a state tax. You're pissing in the wind. You have to find out who you are. And boy, they do not want to hear this. Imagine in the Administrative Procedures Act, 60 Stat 237, 1946, rulemaking, we call it. Rule means a whole or any part of an agency, which, by the way, they're independent establishments. They sit outside the government. They started back with the interstate commerce in back 1880s. Of general or particular applicability. General or particular applicability. Now, there's some nice words. What happened to statutes of Texas, statutes of the United States? And future effect. Oh, yeah. Designed to implement. Implement is the executive branch. Interpret used to be judicial. And prescribe law used to be the legislature. There it is. They tell us what they're doing. I just don't believe it. People won't. They won't read. They won't understand it. They won't believe it. So continuing on over here in this congressional record where they're saying before it applies, there's got to be they got to put it into the Federal Register. Finally, there must be some procedure whereby the individual may appeal to the courts, right, from the action taken by the Bureau. This bill briefly touches on all three. In a matter of rulemaking, the bill provides, for instance, that in substance, it requires the agency to give notice of its intention of making rules and regulations. By the way, there are hundreds of thousands of them a year in the Federal Register. It requires the agency to allow interested parties to appear and state their views and request that certain rules and regulations be adopted. I want to go in there and have a thing and my interest and request. Wait a minute. Our republic is found on a limited delegation from us to you. You work for us. No, it's turned upside down because we don't need that no more. Richard, Alabama, question, comment?
I read in an Alabama law book that any meeting of the bar with a judge present may be termed a court.
Don't know.
You know what
I can
I mean?
Tell you, I can tell you what happens in Alaska, and I can prove this. You go into any what we call a court in Alaska, the person that's sitting up there, black robe, is a member of the bar with an oath under Rule 5 and Rule 64. He has no document from the governor required, civil commission by statute and by constitution, to sit as any judicial anything, as a public officer, as a judge. He doesn't. All he is a black robe bar member, and we even got one to sign it telling us go to hell. I'm a undersigned jurist. I have a law degree, and I sign legal documents. What are you going to do about it, White?
I can tell you why. Because she is not intending to convene a statutory venue.
She never does.
She convenes the private administrative venue of the bar itself.
So what is the root of the bar? What's the root? That's what I'm talking about today. Do you understand what the root problem is? The root of the tree. Where is the root of the tree that allowed them to do this? Where is
the International
root?
Monetary Fund.
Nope.
The national debt.
Nope. The root is you and me say we don't want anything to do with our inalienable rights to creator as a man and woman with a limited delegation of power. You got to be a sign up to be a citizen of the United States. We got to go down the same road that Esau did. I don't want nothing to do with that damn citizenship and owning property. I want my porridge and I want my lentil beans. I want my football. I want my Tinseltown.
The minute you step into the bar's private administrative venue, you are presumed to be a United States citizen.
No, it's citizen of the United States. Let me correct you.
I mean, citizen of the United States, yeah.
Okay, and the reason
why... presumed.
That's right.
You're not,
but
you're presumed
to be. How do you get the presumption? That's what we got to get to the root of the tree. That's what I'm talking about.
You appear and you volunteer for the stipulation.
You can go in there, limited and restricted appearance, and do that. But the bottom line, if you don't show up, guaranteed, they will haul your ass into jail, and you're going to be there anyway in chains. Been there, done it.
Well,
okay? Now what are you going to do? The devil's coming into my chamber, and he comes and hauls your butt away. I've been there and done it. They come out to my house and haul me off. I won.
Well,
he turned loose of me. But they haul you in there.
Did you return the process within 3 days?
That wasn't the issue. I wasn't what they couldn't prove what I was. So they walked.